This episode of Taste Buds is brought to you by Spiegelau Beer Classics, the goddamn class of goddamn glass. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Taste Buds on BeerTapTV.com. I am Eric Bowles, and I'm joined once again by...
John Romero.
The man with the plan. The guy that is probably going to unseat me because he knows more about craft beer than I do. But that's okay, because we're drinking Colorado Native. So, I mean, truthfully, so that's the whole thing, right? On this show, we were just talking about this before the cameras turned on. We're so not about being beer snobs, beer douches. I mean, there's way too much fucking douchery in the beer world. There's all these people that are like, you know, we want to sell a ton of beer, but we want to be all like eclectic and elitist and whatever. Guess what? You're not going to sell a ton of beer because people think you're assholes.
Yeah, if I want to be like that, I drink wine. That's why I drink beer.
Holy
drink.
Shit, that's a great idea. Exactly. That couldn't have been scripted any better.
New slogan.
If I wanted to be an asshole, I'd drink wine. John Romero.
Need to copyright that.
Exactly. Yep. So this is the Colorado Native from AC Golden Brewing Company, also known as Coors, if you really want to get AKA. Crazy about it, right? 5.5% ABV, very, very low, sessionable, I would assume. Their whole metric behind this beer was...
Probably don't need that.
You're right.
Sad but true.
Let me guess.
Shocker.
What a fucking surprise. What a surprise. Good point. Wow, look at that.
Jonesy,
nice word, Jonesy, dude. Good job. So 26 IBUs. Their whole entire thing, the whole premise behind this was what? We want to brew a beer that is a competitor in the craft beer market. Truth be told, I don't think that's going to happen. I really honestly don't. I've actually had this beer before today's show. I actually like this beer. Is it a craft beer? Yes. Is it a, like, woo-woo-woo, like, you know, blow my nuts? I was going to say blow my socks off, but that doesn't fit in the theme with the show. No, not phenomenally so, right? But at any rate, let's...
See, this is a first for me. I actually have not
You've
tried
never
this
had
yet.
This
no.
before?
No.
It's got a nice color.
This came out when Beer Wars came out, so I was kind of, you know, in that mode of thought that...
Preoccupied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
The macro...
But they do... The fact that they do put it in the... In the craft beer aisle.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of crazy.
Ballsy. Well, and you know, and we've said for a long time, and there's a couple things here, right, is that one is, people don't understand, lagers are the hardest effing beers in existence to fucking brew.
Yeah.
If you suck at brewing, you'll know right up front because craft... Because
no, you try to do a lager and you'll know it.
Yeah, lager, because lagers are hard to fucking brew. But, so the fact that, and I've always attested that Bud Miller, Coors, AB InBev, SAB Miller, whoever you want to call them now, probably have some of the most talented brewers in the world. They're just constrained by a public consortium of board members, shareholders, whatever, that say, you'll brew this corn-fed bullshit that NASCAR lovers drink.
Well, you cannot mess with the recipe.
Yeah,
that's what it is, and that's the way it's going to stay.
Because it's not about the craft, it's about the revenue. So the fact that they would brew this beer, I'm actually very, very appreciative of. I don't have anything against Bud Miller, Coors, SAB Miller, whatever the hell you want to call them, AB InBev. I have a problem against their brewing style, or against people that drink their beer, because hopefully it's an on-ramp to a better beer. I have a problem with AB InBev, as does Eli, as we expressed on the show, because they've totally raped the fucking American economy by lying to people and shitting down jobs and things like that. It has nothing at all to do with the beer. I've drinking a Bud Light. We were just talking. PBR.
We were just talking about it. Yeah, PBR. Old style.
Old style. Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Modelo.
The G
Modelo.
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 You got a little Modelo right
That's
there
the
in the
higher power right there.
Higher power. Yeah, we've got a little G. Heilman Brewing, you know, I mean, fucking, you know, Gottlieb Heilman out of the old style. Gottlieb, how do you know G. Heilman? Gottlieb. Not many people know that.
You?
Not many people know that. Me, I know that.
You got me on that one.
This guy knows that. So, on this beer, what do you got? I mean, obviously not your typical Coors Light,
no.
Right?
When you see that, that's not Coors.
You know? And
nice
I mean,
and amber.
Keep in mind, right? I mean, the AC Golden Company or the Sandlot or whoever the fuck they're calling themselves now, they brew... Blue Moon.
Yeah, they do Blue Moon.
Blue Moon, right? And Blue Moon, little fact, Blue Moon, when it was first brewed, they marketed it as a Coors product. It failed in every single market but, wait for it, Kentucky.
Really?
Yeah, failed in every single market. So they stopped marketing it as a Coors product, as a Belgian white, and it succeeded.
So I didn't know for the longest time that it was actually brewed by Coors. I had no clue.
Somebody in Coors marketing is probably getting ready to email me going, nobody knows that, or you're totally
full
of shit.
Don't tell them.
Yeah, you're totally full of shit. That's not true. That's factual.
I will go down to this day, though, saying the best thing with a New York-style, big, greasy, thin pizza
is
a Blue Moon.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. College, we used to do that all the time. Well, probably because we were drunk before we ever had the pizza.
Well,
but,
sure,
you know.
But what the hell, right? So, yeah, you're right. Amber color all the way through, right? Looks like a little bit more carbonation in this beer than I would normally expect. But,
yeah.
But, you know, we might be all right. Let's give it a sniffy sniff.
Let's see what we got. You really got a sniff.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And you got a big nose.
I do. I got a big one.
See, second episode. I'm already fucking into the game, right? I don't have a whole lot of time to talk. I got a pretty fucking big nose myself. Really?
Slight caramel, maybe? Almost a slight caramel, slight, but not
maybe.
Not a whole lot.
Maybe. I mean, it's pretty much your traditional lager.
Yeah.
It's not even like your traditional, like, Sierra Nevada amber ale.
Yeah,
or,
no.
It's lager.
If you gave that to me, told me to close my eyes and smell it, I think it was a Coors Light.
Well, bingo. Exactly, right? Totally right. So, all right.
Shall we? Cheers.
On the palate, however, not a Coors Light.
No, not at all. It's another one of those ones where the whiff is a lot different than the taste.
Not effing bad.
Not at all.
I mean, if I was
a little sweet, but not overly sweet. It actually has the nice little bit of a nice bitterness to it. It's not bad.
If I was a Coors Light drinker and I'd never had a craft beer, I could go to this.
You know, it actually has a little bit of floral character to it.
Little
not
bit.
A lot, but a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Not as much on the nose as it is on the taste. It's a little floral. It's not bad. Definitely carbonated.
Money. Fucking
that's
money.
My beer snob coming out.
Dude, you know.
It's not bad. It's not like bad.
I
know craft beer people are going to get pissed off.
But it's not bad.
But it's not bad.
No, it's not
bad.
It's not PBR. It's not your run-of-the-mill. But I mean
if I was in a Coors bar that didn't have the craft beer, this is what I'd order.
Or if you had a buddy who was like, I only drink Coors Light, I want to go nowhere else, this would be a great honor.
Yeah, this actually isn't a bad one to introduce people into craft beer.
It's an on-ramp drug.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
It's an on-ramp drug.
Gateway.
Gateway drug, that's what they call it, gateway drug. You're exactly right, it's a gateway drug. Well, so the RCS, the Rapid Classification System, R for rapid because it's white water, R for rapid because it's very quick to find out what beer you're going to drink. Where would you put this at in the style?
It's 1 through 5, not 1 through 10, right?
It's 1 through 5, right?
Gotta make sure this
one
time.
One being like Coors Miller's, whatever, just like white water, simple, easy transition. Two being more aggressive, like figures here in Nevada Pale Ale.
I would go 1, 2.
I mean,
I think it goes right into it.
Rockstar.
You could have somebody go from a Coors Light to this without a whole lot of hesitation.
I would totally put this as a class 1 beer. Go back water, keep on rolling. Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on. No doubt. I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you.
You want to get your friends into really good beer? Start with this and move your way up.
Move your way up. Exactly right, dude.
Start with
totally
this,
right.
Get a fat tire, and just keep moving up.
Follow up with a Firestone Walker Perot.
Usually I'm like 7 or 8 beers in before I'm with the girl that's fat tire. But you know, I mean, at that point, I'm like, hey, whatever.
Some of us are more desperate than others.
I'm like, giggity, you look good. Oh, that's fucking great, man. Well, I think that's going to wrap up this episode. Thank you to Coors for the Colorado native. I would be twitter.com/Eric Bowles.
RomeJohn5, romiesbeerblog.com.
Romiesbeerblog.com. Dude, thank you so much, man, for joining us.
It's been awesome.
We've got
to do this more often. I like it.
I agree. We do need to do this more often. The other thing that's good about this beer is we'll chat with you guys later. Bye. This. My God, the A-Team is here.
It's actually perfect timing.
Honestly, it's not terrible.
Dude, it's not terrible.
No.
It's not bad at all.
I'll be honest, I haven't drank it just because I see Coors. I'm like, eh.